This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
It's breakfast on a Monday morning, and if there was ever a day of the week to be able to get into what's happening not only in this week ahead but also into this brand new year, it's to start to get our heads around our finances. Now, I think we can all be honest to say, is there an area of life where you'd like to be a little bit better in 2026? Maybe you're thinking it's your health. Maybe it's your relationships. I would hope that you're making 2026 your money year. And it's such a pleasure for the first time in 2026 to say good morning to Esther Ush. Esther, great connecting again. Product head at FNB Integrated Advice. Good morning.
Brad, it is so lovely to be online again. How are you? Happy New Year to you and the listeners.
Thank you, and to you on that side. Yeah, thank you. We love it. We're excited for what this year holds. We need as much help as we can get in the finances department, and I love what you've set out for us here. So I want to work through this powerful. But what's actually quite stand out to me, Esther, is this is really stuff we know, but I don't know, but we're not doing it. What's wrong with us? We know, but we're not doing it.
I don't know. It's a bit like giving up smoking. We know that it's bad for us, but we don't do it. But it is something that you need to do. And, you know, it's a nice time of the year now because we've got all those resolutions going. So why don't you look at your money resolutions as well?
Yeah, so let's say this word money goals. I don't know how many people necessarily, you know, we want to be fitter or whatever, and we have got some goals. I want to run this far or spend this many days exercising a week. We're big on this sort of thing. But if you would ask anyone, what goals do you have for your finances? How much are you going to save? What are you going to be doing differently this year so that it doesn't feel and sound and be the same as 2025? I would say not many, so we're grateful for what you have for us this morning. Where do we start? And that's probably the question I have to say. We don't even know waar begin ons, or what do we do first?
Yeah, as we said, Brad, it's pulling the plaster off. So what I strongly suggest to you listeners and to go and do is go and look at your bank statements over the last couple of months and include the December festive period. Have a look at where your money has been going, where you've been spending your money. Now, you can do it via the bank statements. You can do it via your banking app as well. And look, see where you've been spending your money. That will be give you a realistic way to set up your budget and also a realistic way to say, listen, I can reduce my spending on this category or this category. It's a good starting point because then you can be very, very realistic on how much you actually are spending on your data, your electricity, all of those type of things, as well as those, and as well as those sort of nice to have spends, which I think we need to potentially look at this year. And then once you've done that, you can set your budget up from there. So I think that's always the first step, is to find out where your money is going.
Yeah, and of course, the money that's coming in has got to be more than the money going out.
100%. That good old-fashioned spend less than you earn.
Yeah. I'm actually thinking about some of the things that you don't even realize you're spending money on. When you sit and work through these things, you say, what? We're spending this on that? I had no idea. And I think that's really where we want to be. Even we might feel a bit embarrassed, but rather know than don't know.
Well, the thing is, you can get, and this is again going with that whole resolution, get a proper view of what your finances are. So, you know, have a look at what you're spending on. And included in that is debt. Now, this is the next step that I strongly recommend your listeners do, is get a full position of what their debt position is. So sit down and really make a list of everyone that you owe money to. I'm talking literally from the home loan that you owe, your car finance, personal loans, store cards, even the $200 that you lent from your mate this weekend. You know, really go and have a comprehensive list, including how much you pay on a monthly basis, what the interest rates are, and when you're paying them. So what day of the month it is. And just a quick tip to your listeners is, if you do have debt, make sure that the payday is as close as possible, or the installment date is as close as possible to your payday, so you don't miss payments. Then once you've got this debt position, you've now looked at your budget, you can see where you're spending your money, you've got your debt position, you can really start putting a plan in place of saying, I want to pay off three or four of these debts by the end of the year, or I want to pay off, you know, sort of 60% of my debt. You can bring in that proper, how can I say, measurable goal to work towards it. And so then if you say no to the takeaway in the middle of the week, you know it's because I'm working towards this goal. It's exactly like going to the gym.
Yeah,
I'm not going to go to gym and eat takeaways 3 days a week. I'm not going to get into debt and eat takeaways 3 days a week. It's the same sort of mindset that one needs to put into place.
How do you know which is the best? You're sitting with a home loan, vehicle finance, maybe a store card or two, and a personal loan you mentioned, and we need to be getting rid of this. Where do we pump the most money in to make sure we get close to paying it up as possible?
So there's two ways, there's two sort of recognized ways that you can do it. The first is the avalanche method, you pay the highest interest rate item first. The second is the snowball method, which is you pay the smallest outstanding amount. I quite like a combination of the two. So, you know, if you owe someone $200, pay it, get it out of your life, because then you're starting to get off, but then start on the highest interest rate item. As soon as you've, you know, obviously keep up payments on all your debt, as soon as you've paid that highest interest rate item, you take that, you'll freed up cash flow, and then put it to the next one, so on and so forth. It does take a little bit of time and a bit of discipline, but you can get through it as well.
Yeah, I like that. So we've been through step one and step two. So what's step three as we make our money moves for this new year?
Yeah, so we all know that emergencies happen, that the pawpaw is going to hit the fan at some stage. So you need to have that little bit of a buffer. So the idea, or the best, the sort of wisdom out there, is to have 1 to 3 months worth of emergency savings. And to your listeners, if you don't have that, don't feel bad, because less than 24% of South Africans have less than 1 week's worth of emergency savings. So, you know, another goal that your listeners can potentially work towards is say that by April, I want 2 weeks' worth of emergency savings. By December, I want 1 month's worth of emergency savings. And again, it's that trade-off. Do I take the takeaway? Do I have the holiday? Do I have all of that? Or do I put money towards my emergency savings? And again, that's why we start with that basis of looking at where you're spending your money, where you can free up cash towards putting towards these goals that you're looking at.
Would it be a good idea, Esther, to automate that saving process? So when it gets payday comes and we hit the first of the month, then that automatically goes and sits somewhere instead of us saying, ooh, maybe I'll save, but actually I want to do that.
Yeah, so Warren Buffett always says, save and then spend, don't spend and then save. And that's some very, very wise words. So it's like paying off your debt. The minute, say, for instance, you do get paid on the 30th of the month, the 31st or the 1st of the following month, have those scheduled transfers going off into your investments, your savings, paying off your debt, so that you know that those things are taken care of, and it doesn't become a sort of nice to have at the end of the day. It's something that you're very, very intentional about again.
Yeah, speaking about intentionality, some stuff does require us to step out of where it's comfortable and do some things, even if we feel, ah, what difference will it make, or does it actually matter? In the area of protecting our families.
Yeah. So, Brad, no one wants to think about the possibility of passing on. You know, but unfortunately, it's a very real thing that can happen, is that someone can pass on. And there's a few things that you can think of here. And I think the most important thing here is have a look at your will. When was the last time you updated your will? Does it reflect your wishes? Have you had a change of circumstances in the last couple of, you know, sort of years? Mm. Had a child, got married? You know, those are things that you need to reflect in your will. And then, of course, do you have sufficient life cover? Now, you know, that's always a bit of a sticking point, because everyone asks, how much life cover do I need? Well, there's a couple of things that play into how much life cover you need. The first thing that is, how much debt do you have? How many kids do you have? How big is your estate? All of those things you need to take into account to work out how much life cover you have. But you don't want to leave your family in a worse off position should something happen to you and, you know, you're not there any longer, or even worse, you can't work and you need to still be able to support yourself should something happen to you.
Yeah, I think this is a time for us to say, hang on, how long have we been saying we must get a will? How long have we been talking about the fact, I mean, a funeral policy or whatever, there's so many available. Best to sit down with a professional, right, Esther, to get in touch with a consultant, to sit down with a financial advisor, let them lead you, because there might be some things that you could benefit from, like disability cover. We don't even know that it's there.
Yeah, so I think the value of advice, you know, sort of impartial, non-emotional advice is very, very good. So, you know, chat to your private advisor, let them help you to sort of put a plan in place, because they'll also look at you holistically. They'll say, okay, listen, we've managed to free up R1,000 a month looking at your spending, all of that type of thing. Let's now rank your goals, because, you know, there is things like paying off debt, saving for an emergency, protecting your family. Which one of those takes precedence? And it depends on your individual circumstances. And then, of course, we need to remember that last one, which you need to consider, is providing for retirement. Yeah. And the earlier you start, the better it is for you.
Speaking about that, we know that not everybody can retire comfortably. But I think sometimes people realize they must do something and they're saying, but look, I'm 35, 40 years old. I haven't done this since I started working in my 20s. Where am I ever going to get to? I suppose it makes sense to say start early. But for those who are starting late, it's not over yet.
No, and the best time to start for it, The best time to start saving for retirement is early on. The second best time is today.
Yes.
So even putting 300 or 400 or 500 rand a month towards your retirement is really going to stand you in good stead in the longer term, because you've got that effect of compounding interest. And it really is the benefit of that comes to life in the last 5 years. And there's all sorts of vehicles that one can use here. You can use your company solution if they've got a pension fund or a provident fund. You can use retirement annuity, tax-free savings account. But again, the important thing is put away money for retirement in the right asset class for your goals.
So here we got from Esther Ush this morning. We can sit with all this information and smile and say, that's nice. Or we can say, right, I'm somewhere going to drop a message to my family right now. Let's get around the dinner table after we've eaten. Let's pull out some papers. Let's discuss this as a family. Let's see what we can all do. How can we all pitch in? How can we make a difference once you've kept an eye and know your spending, and take it from here? Make it a family affair. Get people involved. Help to educate your kid so they understand all of these things, so that they can not learn these things only when they're adults, but when they're kids. And let's make 2026 your money year. Thanks for this injection of valuable information and insight, Esther. So appreciate hanging out with you. Great to hear your voice on the radio again. It's making me smile. Have yourself a really great day.
Same to you, and an awesome year for you and the listeners.
Thank you so much. That's Esther Ush. Great hearing her voice again. Product head at FNB Integrated Advice. Here's Karen Hawthorne.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.